Amathono zisoko siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza siseWashington DC.
Olamukela ngenjabulo kustudio 7 ngolesihlanu mhlaka 2023 nguThabo Kancube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, abenhlanganiso ebanamabhizimusi akwele China e-Chinese Enterprises in Zimbabwe namhlanje babe lombukiso wokuhlanganisa abaqatshi labadinga umsebenzi owe-China Job Fair. Phakathi kwamadola eMelika angamabhiliyoni alitshumi lambili, 12 billion, abikwa engene elizweni ayisiyo yonke esikhwameni sikarhulumente, kodwa kungene isilinganiso sale mali njengemithelo. Umphathintambo weMelika obana ezokudlelana lamanye amazwe omnumzana Anthony Blinken ufike kwele Israel namhlanje elenkuthazo ku-Israel ukuthi ike ime ukuhlasela eGaza ukuze abantu makhaza baphathise njalo kube phathise abalimeleyo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulumsakazo. Ukhulumende weZimbabwe uthi umsebenzi wezokwemba wenelise ukutholisa ilizwe amadola aweMelika angamabhiliyoni alitshumi lambili, $12 billion, eminyakeni emine edluleyo, kodwa kungayisiyo yonke engene esikhwameni sikarhulumente. Kungene isilinganiso salimali njengemithelo. Lokhu kuphume embukisweni womsebenzi wokwemba owe-Mine Entra 2023 ofike emaphethelweni lamhlanje koBulawayo. U-Anastasia Ndlovu sethelela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo ekoBulawayo.
Evula umhlangano uhlaziya ezokwemba elizweni oqhutshwe ngabeZimbabwe Chamber of Mines koBulawayo lamhlanje, umphathintambo wezokwemba umnumzana James Soda ugcizelele amazwi kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa entuthuko athi ilizwe lakhiwa ngabembi balo.
The mines and minerals bill, which is supposed to be concluded into law, I'm sure you might be aware that His Excellency the President of the Republic, when he addressed the Parliament during the State of the Nation address, obviously when he was opening the news, the current session of Parliament, when he read through
sesiseduzane njengelizwe ukubana senze i-mining sector yethu ifike ku-12 billion. Lokhu sizakwenza ngokulolonga nokuhluza ezenziwayo ukuze i-target yethu le isifikise.
Lokhu kugcizelelwe ngumabhalane wogatsha lwezokwemba umnumzana Kunaka Fungwa othi kuyajabulisa ukubona ukuthi ukuthengiswa kwamatshe aligugu phandle kwelizwe lokutshalwa kwemali sekufike kuleso sibanga.
To affirm that yes, Zimbabwe in the Ministry of Mines and Mining Development, our focus has been on achievement of the milestone of $4 billion by end of the year 2023. This is a target that we have been working on for the past 4 years. And as a nation, we remember we had set this as part of the and parcel of the NDS one target.
We siqiniseke ukubana sesifikile ku 12 billion ku mining sector njengeZimbabwe. Lokhu yikho kade sivele sisebenza ukubana sikufikise, sisebenza njengohulumende kanye lalabo abaphakathi kwezokwenjiwa.
Kodwa ohlaziya ngezomnotho umnumzana Busisa Moyo ongumgcini sihlalo wenhlanganiso eyezida njalo engumqondisi wenkampani e-United Refineries Limited uthi imali etholwe kwezokwemba ayeneli ukuthuthukisa lumsebenzi elizweni.
Yikho amabhenki alapha eZimbabwe asoza ayenelisi ukuthi anike i-mining sector imali yonke abayifunayo. Mining is heavy, it's capital intensive. That's why oZimplats, we had to get FDI, foreign direct investment. Yikho esikwenza ezida ukukhangela ukuthi siyakhankasela abakhatshana ukuthi
ucwaningo olwenziwe lonyaka olwe 2023 survey data luveze ukuba ezokwemba lonyaka ziphose zafika kuchumi ekhulwini i-9.4% kumnyaka ozayo bakhangelele ukuthi inzuzo le yehle iye kusilinganiso sokungaphansi kokuhlanu ekhulwini i-4.3%. Umqondisi webhanga leNetbank uHarry Hase ongene umhlangano wanamhlanje uveze ukuba ibhanga lakhe lilakho ukuphathisa kulumsebenzi.
Ya, thina njengeNetbank sizimisele ukusupport ama-miners. Ngabe funa imali yokuthi ba-increase i-capacity yabo. I think thina sesidemonstrate vela ukuthi siready ukuthi sibancede ukuthi ilizwe liphakame.
Kokulolonga umthetho omutsha ozalawula ezokwemba ezweni. Ngimele umsakazo weStudio 7 ikobulawayo, ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Abenhlanganiso ebona ngamabhizimusi akwele China, e-Chinese Enterprises in Zimbabwe, namhlanje babe lombukiso okuhlanganisa abaqhathi labadinga umsebenzi owe-China Job Fair owenzelwe eHarare. Umlondolozi Ndlovu usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Embukisweni lo, amankampani akwele China abekhanga uzulu waseZimbabwe ukuba athole ithuba lokudinga lokudinga umsebenzi kumakampani lawa kuleli. Amankampani amaningi akwele China akhanga abantu kundawo ezifana lezokwemba, ukulungiswa kwempahla ezijeneyo, ezokulima lokunye. Isikhulumeni samankampani akwele China kuleli, umnumzana Tshawana Zindoga, uchasise ngombukiso wanamhlanje.
Today we witnessed up to 50 Chinese companies under the banner of the Chamber of Chinese Enterprises in Zimbabwe, CCEZ, showcasing and exhibiting job opportunities to Zimbabwean people. They were looking for a number of skills across all sectors of the economy, or of the productive economy, if I must say. So they were looking for a skilled, semi-skilled, unskilled, as well as highly qualified individuals.
Ele China lithi selilethe imisebenzi efika ikhulu lenkulungwane kuleli 100,000, kodwa incithi zithi abekwele China baphazamisa amalungelo oluntu lokungabhadali izisebenzi. Lokhu kugcizelelwe ngenye incithi ezimeleyo umnumzana Ronald Sibindi, yena othi kumele leZimbabwe liqaphele imisebenzi yabakwele China kuleli.
I-China iyenza lokhu ngoba yona ifuna ukuthola imigodi yokugebha ama-minerals anjengama-diamonds, i-lithium, legolide.
Ele China liyakulandula lokhu lisithi lilobungani obukhulu leZimbabwe njalo lifisa ukuqhubeka lisebenza ukuvuselela umnotho wakuleli. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngumlondolozi Ndlovu.
Umphathi ntambo weMelika obona ngokudlelana lamanye amazwe umnumzana Anthony Blinken ufike kwele Israel namhlanje lapho akhuthaze uhulumende weIsrael ukuthi ake ame ukuhlasela eGaza ukuze kuphathise abalimeleyo njalo usizo lwenelise ukungena kulesi sihlenge kuvikele abangahlomanga. Lokhu kuza ngalesi sikhathi umongameli weMelika umnumzana Joe Biden ethe kulabantu bakulelwa abangamachumi ayisikhombisa labane abaphume eGaza bengena e-Egypt. I-Israel kubika isibisele eGaza abantu abakuleso sihlenge abakade bevalelwe e-Israel kulandela ukuhlasela kwebutho leHamas e-Israel. Inhlanganiso ephathisa uzulu eGaza eyomanyano wamazwe omhlaba e-United Nations ithi indawo zayo zokuhlala ezine ebezilabantu abazinkulungwane ezingamachumi amabili i-20,000 zibhonjiwe eGaza. Ukuhlaziya limpi Studio 7 ixoxa lengcwethi yezombusazwe ezimeleyo njalo engumqondisi wenhlanganiso ye-Coalition for Market and Liberal Solutions umnumzana Rejoice Ngwenya.
mina ngithi mina ngaye kuhambe ilizwi lesikhondi esithi khona impilo kayiphele kayine ngoba kufa abantu abangenacala ye kungabe kule kulama-business interest kumbe ngegas kumbe ngani kodwa okwakhathesi sukukhanya sokubhidliza ilungelo labantu abangenacala.
Kulabantu asebeqale ukuvunyelwa ukuphuma eGaza laphana besiya e-Egypt ikakhulu izizalwane zamanye amazwe lokhu ukubana nje
yabona ukuthi nxa kuthiwa khona abantu izakhamizi ezingathizezegaza seziphuma kungaba nenkinga kuye kuhle ukuthi abantu bezinye izizwe baphume ngoba iseyimpi yabo kodwa kungaba nje lenkinga yokuthi i-Israel yaqala nje khona ukujika amanye amabhomba. Mina ngithi angitsho ukuthi mina ngabake bengaphumi ya into enhle ngoba irafa vele ibhodelana ingavula ukuthi abantu baphume kungaasuzekhluphi ukuthi impahla lokudla bemithi namanzi kungene okuvele ejibhithe kodwa kawucine khonapho ukuthi abaphumayo ngabaphume laba abahlaselayo bethithi khona babehlasela ngaphetsheya kwegaza kalokhu behlasela nangapha ngaphansi egaza lokhu yikuphambanisa kabaphume kodwa impi ngavele yayiphele.
Okungaqeda limpi kungaba yikuyini?
I-America umnumzana uJoe Biden nguye olelizwi elingamisa impi nxa engathi khona impi yayiphele kungapheleli khonapho ukuphela kwempi bheka lokhu ngoba ama-Israel yayibona bathi khona bafuna ukuthi bafe baphilize wonke amakwethu amakwecatha e-Hamas asizekwenzakale ibe cathi alibhilizwa njalo so lokhu okuvele kukhulunywa kuthiwa khona impi khathi singaphela udaba lwe-two state solution kaliphinde lifakwe emkhathini.
Lo ube ngumnumzana Rejoice Ngwenya, ingcwethi yezombusazwe ezimeleyo njalo engumqondisi wenhlanganiso ye-Coalition for Market and Liberal Solutions. Kusenjalo abokholo lwesiKristu lwesi-Islam babuthane endaweni yokukhonzela yabesimoslem emzini we-Avondale oseHarare izolo emkhosini wokutshengisa usekelo kuZulu wasePalestine onguye othinteke kakhulu ehlukumezekile lokubulawa engelacala empini yabe-Israel labebutho ele-Hamas, kubika uMavis Gama.
Umnumzana Thabani Dube wokholo lwesi-Islam ulandisa kabanzi ngalombuthano.
Umhlangano lo ube lama resolutions azakuya Israel Embassy of Israel kanye le United Nations le Embassy of America eseHarare. Bebesithi bona kabawelelani lezinto ezenziwa yi-Israel ePalestine ngoba kuvele kusegcekeni ukuthi i-Israel is being offensive in this issue ngoba kabala right ekuthathela abanye abantu umhlabathi wabo. Ngako ukuthi kuhlalisana kumele abantu behlalisane njengoba kade kuyikho i-Israel ingakabuye ngo-1948.
Okholo lwesiKristu umfundisi Wilson Dutch webandla le-United Evangelical Church yena uthi bona abalacele abalayemeleyo loba ukusekela kulimpi bona abakhala ngakho ukuthi imiswe limpi ngoba ababulawayo ngabantu makhaza abangelacala ikakhulu omama labantwana abesiPalestina.
So God is speaking through these wars. God is speaking through the war in Israel and Palestinians. God is speaking. God is giving a signal.
Ngakho uNkulunkulu ukhuluma ngalezi zimpi. uNkulunkulu ukhuluma ngeIsrael lePalestine. uNkulunkulu unikeza isibonakaliso njalo sifanele sikubhekisise lokhu.
Okunye kokuphume kulombuthano yinkuthazo kwabenhlanganiso yomanyano wamazwe omhlaba owe-United Nations ukuba babumbe iqula elizokhangela izehlakalo zokubulawa kwabantu kule impi, i-Special International Criminal Tribunal. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngingu-Mavis Gama.
Uhulumende uthi uzinikele ukuthuthukisa impilo yabongi ngenjongo yokubatholisa iholo elithengayo kanye lokwenza ukuthi indawo abasebenza kizo zibe lakho konke okwenza umsebenzi wabo uhambe kuhle. Kodwa ezinye ingcwethi zithi njengazo zonke izikhathi uhulumende uyathembisa kodwa engasoze agcwalise izethembiso zakhe. uThobaya Mutsiba usethulela lolu daba.
Lokhu kuphume emkhosini wokuphiwa izithupha zokuphutsha izifundo kwabongi esibhedlela seSali Mugabe Central Hospital eHarare ngumphathintambo obona ngezempilakahle umnumzana Douglas Mombeshora.
I'm also pleased to inform you that the government is aware.
Siyakwazi ukuthi kunengi okuluhluphayo njengabomongikazi, kodwa uhulumende uzama konke okusemandleni akhe ukulungisisa. Umsebenzi eliwenzayo mkhulu kakhulu, njalo kudingakala ukuthi ubhadalwe okufanayo.
Kodwa isikhulumeli sebandla eliphikisayo ele-Citizens Coalition for Change, umnumzana Promise Mkhwananzi, uthi umlomo kahulumende we-ZANU-PF zawugcwalelwa mfula.
Uhulumeni uqamba amanga kasoza imfuzi, imali yonke iyathathwa isetshenzini kofazi nabanye abantu abangelamsebenzi lokuthi ifakwe ku-health. Angilathemba lokuthi uhulumende lo esilaye engaqakathekisa indaba zokuhola kwabomongikazi namadokotela lokuthinga imitshina efunekayo ukuze izibhedlela zisebenze kuhle.
Abongi kwele Zimbabwe babikwa behola amadola emelika angamakhulu amabili lengxenye, $250 ngenyanga, kanye lezigidi ezimbili zedola leZimbabwe, $2 million, okuliholo abathili phansi kakhulu elingenele ukuziphilisa bona lemuli zabo. Ingcwethi zabakumsebenzi wezempilakahle zithi iholo eliphansi elitholwa ngabongi kanye lokusweliswa okokusebenzisa okwaneleyo emsebenzini yizo ezinye zezizathu ezenza ukuthi bebaleke ekhaya besiyadinga amadlelo aluhlaza kwamanye amazwe. Omunye umongikazi ophiwe ugwalo lokugqiba izifundi zakhe emkhosini wanamuhla, unkosikazi Sithembile Hobe, uthi baqakathekile kakhulu abongi.
Ama-midwives aqakathekile kakhulu ngoba uyabona abantu omama abazithweleyo nxa bengakungaswelakalo umidwife bayazalela ezindlini, so kwenza ukuthi bahlangane lama-problems ukuthi kwesikhathi yakwanisa ukubhiga kakhulu afele endlini.
Kodwa omunye njalo umongikazi wakobulawayo, unkosikazi Thembelihle Masuku, uthi usenyampa inhliziyo ngokuswela umsebenzi elizweni.
Mina sengibe 3 years since ngagraduata, but angathola umsebenzi obambekayo. Ithemba seliphela ukuthi ngizazuza yini umsebenzi kumbe ngizabe lokhu ngihlezi ngikhaya. Sengicabanga ukuyadinga phandle kwelizwe, ngizakuthiwa eNamibia, e-UK, kuyatholakala imisebenzi. Yikho esengicabanga khona ukuyazama khona inhlanhla.
Unobhala wenhlanganiso yabongi eZimbabwe Nurses Association, umnumzana Enoch Dongo, uthi uhulumende kumele aphange alungise inhlupho zabongi ukuthenga emazweni.
Nxa udaba lwezimali zeholo lungalungisiswa kanye lokutholiswa okokusebenzisa okwaneleyo, inani labomongikazi abaphuma elizweni lingaba lulutshwane. Kufuna ukuthi sikhulumisane sisebenze ndawonye ukuthi singabazilwa ngomongikazi.
Ikomishini ebona nge-Health Services Commission yakhipha ugwalo olwaveza ukuthi nyakenye ilizwe lalahlekelwa ngabongi abafika 2,700 besiya emazweni agoqela iBrithani, Canada, Australia lelemelika. Kodwa yamsola uhulumende abanye abongi besithi usephuza ukubatholisa ingwalo eziqakathekileyo ezilakho ukubenelisisa ukuthi bedinge imisebenzi kwamanye amazwe. Namuhla abongi abaphezu kwekhulu 137 baphiwe izithupha zokugqiba izifundo esibhedlela seSali Mugabe Central Hospital esiseHarare. Ngimele Studio 7 ngiseHarare, nginguThobias Mutsingwa.
Osomabhizimusi lohulumende sebekhuthaze abasakhulayo baseZimbabwe ukuba basebenze nzima ukuze bavuselele umsebenzi wamabhizimusi, njalo basebenze ndawonye becebisana, hathi besacathula kuphela kodwa lalapho sebekhulile, ukwenzela ukuphakamisa lokuncedisa abanye babo abaveza isifiso sokungena kwezamabhizimusi. Kubika umlondolozi Ndlovu.
Lokhu kuphume emhlanganweni owenzelwe eHarare uqoqwe ngabenhlanganiso ebona ngentuthuko yabasakhulayo ezwekazi labensundu, AMI African Child Youth Development, abatsha bekhuthazwa ukuba bangakhangeli emuva lapho qalisa bhizinisi abo. Umholi wenhlanganiso le, unkosikazi Vimbai Butawu, uthe umhlangano namhlanje wenzelwe ukuba abatsha bavule ingqondo zabo ukuze babone amathuba amabhizimusi kuleli.
You're already an example when it comes to, you know, our character. Everywhere I go, you always hear that Zimbabweans are very respectful, Zimbabweans are very nice, you know. We also have to say Zimbabwe has the best, it's the best economy because the young people there, they are very patriotic.
Umhlangano lo ungenwe ngosobabhizimusi beZimbabwe, izisebenzi kahulumende nabasakhulayo abazama ukuvusa amabhizimusi abo. Omunye usomabhizimusi olodumo edolobheni leHarare othengisa izindlu phansi kwenkampani yeWestprop, umnumzana Ken Sharp, ukhuthaza abasakhulayo ukuba bangalahli ithemba.
And the strategy must always be centered on focusing on what the customer needs. You see, regardless of the situation you're in or your position, there's always a need for something, call that a good, or some service that you can offer someone.
Abasakhulayo bathi kunenge okuhluphayo ekuqaleni amabhizimusi kuleli okugoqela ukuswelakala kwemali, ukuguquka kwemithetho yemali lokuswelakala kwabantu abathenga kubo. Omunye wabasakhulayo okhulume kulumhlangano nguDesire Sibindi, yena othi kunzima ukuqala ibhizimusi kuleli ngenxa yesimo somnotho welizwe.
Thina njengamayouth eZimbabwe sihlangana lodubo lanxa sikhangela ezamabhizimusi, abantu abathengi ngenxa yokuthi abantu abalamali. Okunye futhi ukuthi abantu labo bahola ngamabhondi o-RTGS leli, kodwani uthola emakhethi nasezitolo bethengisa ngama-USA aweMelika.
Kodwa omunye osakhulayo umnumzana Matthew Mabhena, yena uthi uzama ngazo zonke indlela ukwenza usemandleni akhe ukuba athuthukise ibhizimusi lakhe, esithi unethemba ukuba kungenzeka lokhu kwele Zimbabwe.
Kodwa kunjalo siyazama ngazo zonke indlela njengama-entrepreneur ukuthi ibhizinisi lethu ihambe. Ithemba esinalo yikuthi elizweni lethu kulama-US dollars, i-foreign currency, esingathi ayikho volatile njengethu i-local currency, RTGS lethu. So sinethemba ukuthi nxa sisebenzisa ama-US dollar, nxa kule-access ama-US dollar, kuyenza ukuthi ibhizinisi ibe stable. Nxa kule nto ozithengisayo, ibhizinisi yakho kumbe profit yakho can realize it, because imali yakho ayihliwa yi-inflation.
Obemele umsekeli kamongameli welizwe, umphathintambo wemisebenzi yezandla, Skills Development and Audit, umnumzana Paul Mazima, uthe uhulumende uzimisele ukusekela abatsha kwezamabhizimusi.
Never be a limit as to the number of entrepreneurs that can occupy this country. And in business is where the goods and services that make a nation thrive are made. It is where we create the wealth of our nation.
Nimele isithuthu 7 nise Harare, Mlondolo Zindlovu.
Kuliviki kuhlelo Woza Friday silomculi womdumo we-alternative pop music uPatrick Nyawumwe, odume ngegama lokuthi Trick Caesar, yena osebenzela koBulawayo. Asizwene xoxa nomsakazi weStudio 7 uEzra Chisa Svanda.
Uthisiza ligama aliphiwa ngabantu ngoba esakhula wayethanda ukuqila abanye, kodwa abuye abasize njalo bengabona ukuthi udlala ngengqondo zabo. Asizweni kancane ngembali yakhe.
Ngizalelwe khona apha empilo koBulawayo, ngakhulela koBulawayo la seMatopo National Park. Ngifunde e-primary, e-range mo primary school, leMgoqo primary school, ngasengisiya e-secondary eMandlwandle High School. Ngiqale ukucula ngo-2017, lapho engareleasa khona isingle yami, ngisebenza labe Velocity Records, kuze kufike khona manje. Ngile bengihlabeke esitejeji, ngingumuntu oshaya ama-instruments ecaweni, ukukhula kwami.
Just in the go back on the matter,
Umculo ka Trixie uzawuchazelwa ngontanga njalo seledlalathe elitsha.
Umculo wami alternative pop. Leli dlalathe kuthiwa ngumtaka mamoyo. Lile ngoma ezingu-7 iJulex album lakho na lile ngoma ezingu-9. Ingoma zonke yimi ngizilovileyo.
Banengi abamenza wathanda ukucula njalo ke ekupheli kwakhe umculo ucula labanye ke asebenza nabo asizweni ukuthi ngobani
lo Kevin Lomuzi kulo Don Gumbo kulelanga kuleli ndlala ke ngisebenze lo Edmond Ngwenya ngasebenza lo O2 Josh Kelo B o Iruthu ngasebenza lo Kholisani ngasebenza lo Manase
umculo wakhe usutholakala uTristiza xhumana naye mlaleli
umculo wami usu available kuma online stores ama DSPs amaningi ama English ami athi Trix Caesar wonke IIIQX CZAR yama English am across wonke ama platforms liyafanana bo TikTok, Facebook, Instagram konke nje
umthumo obiza alternative pop uTrixiza lo besiqwetshelayo kuhlelo woza Friday libe lempela sonto emnandi igama lomu ngezwe Jesus Banda.
Mommy, but I gotta be a friend of some. Sometimes I'm thinking, of you. Need to see your fire. Let you go that far, really how far? Your friend like a queen, I just know. I hold you the tight and close. I'm a fool, and you can feel the move. No. Sorry. I'm going down. I'm going to call you.
Lilalele emsakazweni we Voice of America sisakaza sise Washington DC. Good Life Talk namhlanje sikhangela ukonakala kwesimo lomsebenzi wezempilakahle eZimbabwe ngesikhathi ilizwe libhekane lenhlupho zokubaleka kwabongi besiyadinga amadlelo aluhlaza kwamanye amazwe. Singake hlukani zihlobo wathi sikhangele ezinye zendaba ebezikhokhela. Abenhlanganiso ebona ngamabhizimusi akwele China Chinese Enterprises in Zimbabwe namhlanje babe lombukiso okuhlanganisa abaqhathi labadinga umsebenzi owe China Job Firm. Umphathintambo weMelika obona ngezokudlelana lamanye amazwe umnumzana Blinken ufike kwele Israel namhlanje lapho akhuthaza khona iIsrael ukuthi ime ukuhlasela eGaza. Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lanamhlanje olivalelisayo uTabo Kancube.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe. Zimbabwe.